This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Yes, we concluded on the note that the more a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the safer he is from the punishment and the chastisement of Allah. And the more a person claims or assumes that he is safe, he is protected, he is insulated, the more vulnerable he is. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Do these people feel safe against the plan and the plot of Allah? فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Surely that is the case of the losers. حكيم الأمة رحمه الله in بيان القرآن writes, وَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِ مَنِ اغْتَرَّ بِكَوْنِهِ صَاحِبُ النِّسْبَةِ وَلَمْ يَخَفْ إِسْتِلَابَهَا. And included in this warning is a person who enjoys a particular station of spirituality. For so many years he has not missed a prayer, or for X amount of years he has recited so much Quran daily, or he has observed so many optional fasts. And he feels that this is with me, I will do it till the day I die. لَمْ يَخَفْ إِسْتِلَابَهَا أَيْ سَلْبَهَا. He doesn't fear that Allah can strike at any time. فَإِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ أَن تَأْمَنَهُ فَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ. Don't dare think you are anchored. Don't dare think you are in control. فَفِي الْأَمْنِ. The more you think, I'm absolute, I'm in control, I can do what I want, it's my willpower exclusively, it's my intention independently. فَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ. You are increasing your vulnerability. وَفِي الْخَوْفِ الْأَمْنُ. And the more you fear, Allah can deprive me, Allah can seize, this can change, my health can deteriorate, other conditions can become an impediment in my way. The more you fear, the safer you are. Allahumma la tanzi' minna saliha ma a'taytana. We ask Allah not to seize the bounties and the privileges that He has conferred upon us. So verse 71, 72 respectively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws out a challenge that if I were to extend the night and the day unending, and as much as we need both the night and the day, we surely need it in moderation. Too much of a night becomes a challenge. Too long a day becomes a challenge. So verse 73, what I just recited before you, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا. And it is the mercy of Allah, the sheer mercy of Allah. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. He's endowed you with the night and the day. In academic language, we refer to this as لَفْ نَشَرْ مُرَتَّبْ. The night referring, comfort referring to the night, and seeking wealth referring to the day. So He has blessed you with the night. وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ. It is His mercy. He's blessed you with the night. وَالنَّهَارَ and the day. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. So that you could relax yourself in it. That's referring to the night. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And that you can search for His sustenance in it, meaning the day. So that is precisely what we refer to as laf nashar. Laf meaning rolling, nashar meaning unpacking, murattab meaning sequence. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you could be grateful. So that you could be grateful. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is amongst His bounties upon you. And in that Allah highlights, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Amongst His signs is that He has blessed you with a spouse through which you can get comfort. فيه دلالة على كون الميلان إلى الأزواج من مننه تعالى لذكره في محل الامتنان. Look at the amazing استدلال. That Allah says, it is my bounty upon you, I have blessed you with a spouse. So the inclination of a male to a woman and the inclination of a female to a male principally is a bounty from Allah, because Allah magnifies this as His bounty. Of course, that needs to be put into context through the sacred institution of marriage. And there's no disparity between wilayat, the station of piety, and between the desire of marriage, because this is a ni'mah and a bounty from Allah. And then Allah highlights many other bounties. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You're sleeping by night and your day. وَبْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And remember, the Arabs used to sleep by day. وَالنَّوْمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. مِمَّا كَانَتِ الْعَرَبُ تَعُدُّهُ نِعْمَةً. This is mentioned in the Hashiyah of Jalalain. So the Arabs used to sleep by day. Until today, scientifically, it has been established that a midday siesta is very refreshing and rejuvenating. وَبْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And going out in the day to search your sustenance. دل على أن النوم للاستراحة وكذا طلب المعاش من الأسباب لا ينافي الكمال فإنما هو من مننه تعالى كيف يكون منافيا للكمال وإنما ينهى الانهماك فيهما. Somebody is sleeping in moderation, let him sleep. Somebody is earning in moderation, absolutely correct. Yes, let it not be that you sleep more than moderation, or you overindulge in this world at the cost of it becoming an infringement and an encroachment on your deen. So Allah has blessed you, verse 73, Allah has blessed you with night and day so that you could sleep and refresh yourself. How often? Just that powerful sleep and that power nap, you know what it does to you. In the month of Ramadan, it's a long day, it's a hot day, and you just get that afternoon sleep, and the latter part of the day becomes so much more lighter and easier. Nay, the Taraweeh prayer becomes easier. I've often said in my travels, whenever I travel abroad and on a lecture tour, if there's anything that can really boost me before a lecture, it is definitely a power nap. What that does in terms of energy and strength is just unique. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the body naturally secretes its melatonin. Today, of course, you can have these capsules and tablets as jet lag and, you know what, trying to bring that melatonin and supplement it. But naturally, when a person sleeps and how the body naturally, gives off and releases that melatonin is just unique. So this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And look at the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what I marvel. Like, you know, when you have a good sleep, wow, that was so refreshing. Oh, that's all my body needed. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. Wow. Like if I were to ask you, put the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on hold and you make a prayer, what prayer are you going to say? You'll be lost for words, I'll be lost for words. All praise belongs to Allah who's revived me after my death, and ultimately to Him is my resurrection. And then you probably need to use the washroom or the bathroom or the loo and the lavatory. And then you come out and you needed to, you know, you had the urge to pass water or the need to pass stool or to release flatulence, either or a combination of all. And then you come out and you feel so light and so much better. Now what prayer are you going to make? Alhamdulillah alladhi adhhaba anni al-adha. La ilaha illa. It can only be divine. All praise belongs to Allah who has flushed from my system that which caused me discomfort. أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. And He has relaxed me. He has given me ease and comfort. And then, of course, you need to eat. And then you need to eat and you sit down to eat. And then you could go through life in its entirety. And at each stage and phase, humans are just an embodiment of dependence. That's it. Head to toe, we are just dependent creatures. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us. And what an audacity for us to become proud. What an audacity. If you cannot sleep, try anything in the book. You won't be able to. May Allah make it easy for one and all. How can I be proud when I don't have the ability to fall off to sleep? You are constipated, you can try anything. This laxative, this tablet, this, have orange juice, have prune, have olive oil. It might stimulate, it might assist, etc. But essentially ask those that are in that condition how challenging it could be. You don't have the ability. On the reverse, you have loose runs, you have a loose motion. You cannot retain it.
This is the weakness of a human. You've eaten, you want to burp, and you're trying to get a burp, and you're drinking something, you're having some, beverages, or you're having some soda drinks to try and stimulate a burp just for your food to settle, and you're having difficulty. Or you need a sneeze, and you cannot do that. And only Allah can allow you. Alhamdulillah, when I sleep, when I sneeze, and the person responding, Yarhamukallah, Yahdikumullah. The point I'm saying is the richness of the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, verse 74, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِي فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out to them. كَرَّرَ التَّوْبِيخَ. Allah is reiterating the condemnation of polytheism and shirk. وَيَوْمَ, and on that day, remember, يَقُول, Allah will say to these people, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي, where are my supposed partners and allies and associates, الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ, who you claimed and you alleged will be my are the partners of Allah. So in Madarik al-Tanzil, it is written the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this again in the same chapter is to impress how repugnant shirk and polytheism is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's verse 74. وَنَزَعْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. Verse 75. وَنَزَعْنَا, and we will present, meaning we will produce from every nation a witness. Naza'a literally means to remove, to extract. Ya meaning to present and to produce. Wa naza'na min kulli ummatin shahida. And from every nation we will present a witness. Who will be the Nabi? Faqulna hatu burhanakum. And then we will say to these disbelievers and these polytheists, hatu burhanakum. Give us your proof and your argument about shirk. So you ascribe partners with Allah, you claimed, you alleged, you mobilized, you advocated, you promoted. So now where's your proof to shirk? فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Give us your proof. And the angel, the prophets will be standing there. If you recall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the questions that they would be asked, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُ بِالْمُرْسَلِينَ. What answer did you give to the prophets? فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَىٰ. And everything would just be blocked off on them. They would lose any sense of idea or concept. They would be just like kind of blinded to any answer or response, because of course they know the response that they gave to prophets is not a response that makes sense. They mocked, they scoffed, they laughed, they belied. In fact, they threatened to even assassinate the prophets. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِمْ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. So yeah, Allah will gather the prophets in front of them. Allah will gather the prophets in front of them. Now Allah will tell them, what is your proof? فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ. They will realize with certainty that truth, meaning tawheed, belongs to Allah. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ وَغَابَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And those things which they had worshipped and fabricated and alleged would all just disappear from their minds, because they know there's no basis. There's no basis to it. It would just disappear. It would be out. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had cast his staff, then تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. It swallowed whatever they fabricated. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And a magician has no standing, no grounds before a prophet. So here the Anbiya ayah, Tawheed is here. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. Right? فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. These are different verses illustrating the same point. The first one was in Surah Anbiya, the second one was in Surah Bani Israel. That batil is just meant to, falsehood is just meant to perish. It's just meant to perish. It doesn't have any standing. مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. ما لها من قرار اجتثت من فوق الأرض. The analogy of shirk and kufr is like a tree that is not firmly anchored into the ground. ما لها من قرار, it has no firmness. اجتثت, it's just been uprooted. It's just been uprooted, there's nothing firm about it. Whereas iman is firm and established and anchored. وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. So it will be, you know, it will just vanish and disappear. Now, in one of the previous verses we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the kuffar of Makkah that وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا, that how many tribes, groups, people we destroyed because they were boastful on their livelihood. They were boastful on their income. They were boastful on their economic status, etc. Well, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now in verse 76 gives a practical display of someone who was boastful and arrogant and thought he was smart and calculated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his story. So pretty much we've been discussing the tale and the story of Musa alayhi salam with Pharaoh. Now another twist to this story is Musa alayhi salatu was salam and Qarun. Okay, let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in verse 76. Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa. Verily Qarun was from the fraternity, from the tribe, from the family of Musa alayhi salam. So that's the first thing. He was a family member of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Durr al-Manthur has recorded that he was actually the cousin of Musa and Harun alayhima min Allahi as-salatu wa taslim. Kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. But he rebelled against them. Ay takabbara. He was proud, boastful and haughty. And he had abused and exploited Bani Israel. In fact, Jalalain says, Kana Qarun a'lama an-nasi bit-Tawrah ba'da Musa wa Harun. That Qarun was the most knowledgeable person of the Torah after Musa and Harun. So this is no mean feat. This is no ordinary feat. Having memorized a great chunk and a great portion of the Torah at a time when the memorization of divine scriptures was not so common like the memorization of the Quran is. Regarding this ummah, anajiluhum fi sudurihim. Anajil, the plural of injil. Their injil, meaning their Quran, their divine scriptures, will be preserved in their bosoms. And subhanallah, tens of hundreds of thousands of Muslims across the globe have enjoyed this honor and this privilege, and it is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to memorize, and we ask Allah to preserve that Quran and to allow many more from our ummah and our family members to memorize the Quran. So at that time, the memorization of the divine scriptures was pretty much by the prophets, of course, they were the Anbiya and few other selected people. And amongst them was Qarun, right? He was a cousin to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. He was from the Bani Israel. He had memorized the Torah. However, he turned out to be a munafiq, like Samiri. He turned out to be like a munafiq, a hypocrite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 76, Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. Verily, Qarun was from the nation of Musa alayhi salam. I gave you perspective to that. فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ, he rebelled, meaning he was proud, boastful, and he exploited Bani Israel. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ, and we blessed him and gave him such treasures. Kanzun, the plural is kunuz. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, the keys to his treasures were weighty and colossal for a mighty group of people. So let's just look at some Arabic here. Na'a, latanu'u, na'a yanu'u. It was heavy, it would weigh down the keys. And the scholars say there's no need to take this figurative, literally, the keys itself. If the keys were heavy, you can imagine the treasures. You can imagine the treasures, what are to follow. Rusba, you know, the Ahlul Lugha, the philologists and the grammarians argue, what is a group? What does Rusba refer to? Some say it refers to a group of 10 people. So let's take it. It's a group of 10 strong, healthy, hale and healthy men. And just the sheer weight of the keys to his treasures was heavy and weighty. لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. One, it's a group of 10 people, but you know, they weak, they lame, they slim. You know, they don't have strength, they don't have muscle, they don't have energy. No. أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Such was his treasures. So remember, Allah said to the people of Makkah, there were many people who came who had a lot of wealth, and they were proud and they were arrogant. But when Allah struck, then that wealth could not avail them in any way. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ. Remember the time, verse 76, when his nation said to him, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Don't be boastful, don't be arrogant. Allah despises those that are arrogant and boastful. Allah despises those that are haughty. The word fariha yafrahu in the Arabic context and in the language of the Quran has come in a manner that is recommended and condemned. So قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. To rejoice over the bounties of Allah. And Ya Qarun was said, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Qarun was told, you have a lot of wealth, you have a lot of muscle, you've memorized the Torah, you're a person that's coming from a noble family, don't be proud, because surely Allah despises the arrogant.